Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And it's another episode of The Magic Sponge. Unfortunately, the final episode in the series. But don't worry, me and Ian. You alright, Ian?
Yeah, I'm alright.
We've got a brilliant guest.
Yeah, oh God, I know.
With this, you've been one of the most in-demand guests. I'd say you and Jamie Ann are the two most in-demand.
Jamie Ann.
And you just pip him.
Jamie Ann, I know Jamie Ann. Me and him are together. We used to bop about.
That is nuts.
He's mad, what a great lad.
I know, exactly. So he had him on, and it was a little bit more like a sit down of a serial killer.
Oh, right, yeah. I don't know where he's gone since I last seen him.
I don't know, broad. But that voice you can hear is the one and only David Bentley. David Bentley, thank you for coming on.
No problem.
But Jimmy Bullard helped us get you on.
I know.
He's a pal of yours.
Lord Logan, isn't he? Garlic Pimper now, he can't put me down. Where is he?
You can never find him.
The mystery.
Bentley the businessman.
But
he ain't here.
No.
What's he doing?
He's been in one episode.
He's a socialite now, and he's celebrity life. You've got to allow for it.
He's at the NTA's event and deck.
It's showbiz. That's it.
Showbiz full. He ain't got time for us anymore. In our little basement in East London.
What's his excuse this week?
He was doing, you know, the drill, and I know what he was doing because I know Lloyd and I know the soccer or not. He was doing, you know, the drill in Cobham at Chelsea, which was in the morning. It's 5 to 5.
Yes.
He could get it. He ain't doing drills in the dark, is he? Have you ever seen him film that in the dark? He's in the boozer. So we don't know where he is, but never mind. We've got you in a Bentley. Can we call you Bentley? David.
Mummy calls me David.
Sir David. And you've go for your clubs quickly. Arsenal, Norwich, Blackburn, Birmingham, West Ham, FC Rostov, and Spurs.
Rostov, go on.
How's Rostov?
It was lively, yeah. You've got a duck and dive around there, haven't you?
And what are you up to these days? I know your business, is it?
Yeah, just sort of heavily involved with business, time-consuming. Yeah, on the phone, emails, all that. Yeah,
Anna Sugar. You're on the phone, emails. He's got a pager.
I'm there, don't worry.
He's got a phone.
Don't let it look...
He's scanning stuff. Bentley and Howe, GFF, Florin.
Yeah, Florin's coming into Stansted.
So let's go through your companies.
That's a new one, isn't it?
Right, you own international bar management. You own bars all around the world.
Bars, restaurants, nightclubs, beach clubs, flooring, accountancy.
And you do flooring,
accountancy.
And
Nick Grimmer on accountancy. If you want your accounts doing,
you want your accounts. I don't know if I trust you,
my accounts. Tell me what I'm good at
him. I think I'd trust you with a night out.
Oh, night out.
And maybe a bit of flooring.
I sort of cover every base, don't I? What I try to do is put my fingers in loads of little pies.
How did accountancy come up?
It was a family member of mine that wanted me to invest.
Oh, so it's a bit more you're like a backseat investor of it rather than you're...
I'm not doing...
You ain't doing it. Don't worry. Don't worry. You ain't doing the numbers.
160 clients are panicking now that I'm doing them.
No, so you ain't doing the numbers, but you're putting a bit of money into
the
company.
Well, I'll sort out how much we charge them and that,
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, well... Do you reckon... I think we should, we'll have to go over to Spain. Is it all in Spain?
Oh, you're more, yeah, we could...
Yeah, let's do it.
Because it's weird, because I don't think you're the kind of clientele... I'm sort of one foot in each camp. I'm from South East London. I've got a lot of mates that go out and get tables and buy big bottles and stuff. I don't really do that, but you're tight. I don't think you'd like it then.
I've never been on a lad's holiday.
Okay, so, Benz, can you explain to Ian what happens with the whole you buy a table and buy a drinks and how it all works?
Yeah, you can buy a table and then for...
What do you mean buy a table?
Well, we've got a table in there for...
like a furniture.
Saturday night for about... Yeah, you can have it for 10 grand with a jacuzzi at the back and all that, yeah.
So basically...
Oh, I thought it meant...
I won't do that. I'm in the pub down the road.
Old Nimrod doing the numbers at the back.
So you buy your table, then what if you don't have any money left for drinks? You just sit at the...
Yeah, what do you get for that 10 grand? You get the jacuzzi, the table,
you get the jacuzzi,
drinks.
Yeah.
Do you 10 get any grand drinks with that?
For a week?
Yeah, you get the buzz.
No, for the night.
And all that.
For the night?
It's the night.
Just for the night, just for 3 hours, until you get thrown out.
You ever been sick on the jacuzzi? We should talk about some of the stories that have been covered on here about you, if you can confirm it or not. Have you got a rundown of the stories?
I think this is the first story that Jimmy ever told us, was about the Postman Pat competition.
Oh, yeah. It was enjoyable, that.
Yeah. So it was supposed to be, like, gradually getting louder.
So this is Fabio Capello, like Postman Pat, and between the two of you...
Fabio.
Basically, you had to say Postman Pat.
Yeah, you had to say it. Yeah, so the whole trip, so we went on a few... And then first time it's
England
like Postman Pat, doesn't it? And I says, yeah, he does, doesn't he? Yeah. Right. And then it leads on, doesn't it? Right. Every time, because he couldn't speak English, could it? And I used to have full
How
conversation.
Did he tell you what to do?
I just used to talk gibberish to him. And every time, and he's going, oh, Fabio, you're Postman Pat. Being Postman Pat?
Really?
Know? And like, he wouldn't know. He didn't
so
get
if,
what
so
I was
if
saying.
I pretend to be Fabio Capello, David.
David. And I'll go, well, yeah, you're right, Postman Pat. You're all right. How's your cat? Yeah. And then I'd have Jimmy behind me going, and he couldn't speak English. So he'd have his,
can he tell you're taking the piss?
He had a translator with him who was understanding.
But I didn't want to...
Because he didn't want to say.
Because he has to be in the middle of the round.
Yeah. He's like, what do I say? So we used to, team meetings. At the Postman Pat, if he walked in, Postman Pat.
Did all the other players
And all the players were clocking on, yeah. Oh. But that created a bit of a... like a bit of an atmosphere, and everyone loved it. And
but was everyone joining in on that? Because I can't imagine
They were loving
James Milner.
Yeah,
is he boring?
He's not shouting out Postman Pat.
Well, I mean, I've known James for a long time. This is about 15, but yeah, he can. I suppose he likes drinking water, doesn't he? I think there's a story.
He loves it.
No, but
he likes the taste of his own mouth.
Yeah, that's it. I think when the club said to him, "You got to stop drinking water." You know, like normally, you've got to stop drinking water, have a beer. You know, they had to tell him.
He drank too much water.
Because he had to mix it, you've got to mix it up a little
bit. So you can't just have one beer.
Put a bit of sugar two sugars in your coffee.
He was medically having too much water.
Medically, you can have too much water.
So he was having too much.
But you can have too much water. You can drown yourself, can't you? But he was too pure. You have to have a bit of rough in there.
You have to be a rough.
Is it true? Is it a physio? Don't worry about it. You can keep
drinking the water if you stick a finger up your ass.
It's all this straight and narrow thinking, isn't it? And I think football now is a James Milner culture.
It's all a bit, it is quite fun. I think that you fell out of love with it a little bit.
I don't want to say that because James Milner, what a great professional. He's done a great and that's the way he wants to live
Big
his life. He probably looks at me and thinks, like, what's going on?
but you seem happy.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy, yeah.
You love it. So did you get bored of football because it was so straight down the line then?
It changed. When I first went in, I was with Tony Adams, coming, talking about...
Yeah, what was that like?
Caprice, And I've been there. 15.
Milner's coming to him out of Volvic.
So you got Ray Parler, Tony Adams, you got all the old crew, and you're coming in, telling you all the stories, and then playing football. And it's a pretty, you're going in, and they used to go, I'll get paid to do this, you know.
Yeah.
But applied themselves and played football to a high standard, which is fair enough. Do what you want as long as you do the football bit.
Yeah.
But now you're getting judged so much off the pitch, that personality can't come out. But he used to come and sit in the physio room, just used to go and sit in there, not injured, just listening to all the stories.
Oh, really?
And he'd just come in telling us, you know, what he'd been up to. The first one was Caprice. I loved it. Caprice at the time, when I was 15, I was head of an FA chairman there, didn't I? You know? I loved it.
Because you were in the team with Pennant and Noble, David Noble, we've had on before.
Oh, David Noble. He loves it.
That's
what life's about, isn't it? It's about enjoying yourself. Yeah.
Was you ever drunk before, like on a night before the game?
Not going out drinking. We used to bop, you know. Used to sort of bop around. That's what it was all about, wasn't it? I bought one of them. I remember being about 19, I bought one of them Escalade things off Henri.
What, the massive Chrysler's?
I bought one of them, what's a knife?
Off Henri?
Yeah, and they used to have AC, so I used to have me mates in there. No, he didn't, no. So I used to have all my mates, and we used to have the TVs in and all that crap. This is flash. It was for all my mates. It had a little fridge.
He's 19.
We used to cart it all in, all the beers in the fridge bit that they had in the car. And all the TVs in the back, with all the porn on.
driving around. What was that? What was it like training with Henri?
It was good.
You was a skillful player, but then...
We used to have some... But that team was tough. So that was... See, now, they're a little bit... That team was just... It was full of men, wasn't it? You know, full of people that... I remember... So I used to... To survive, you had to be a bit leery. It was the way you had to be, didn't it? And I remember I remember nipping in front of Martin Keown, because I used to play up front at that time. Mm. So we used to have these training games where it was like a game. It was like a match day. All week you stay with the same team, but I used to nip in front. I scored. And I went, go on, old man, you're getting too old now. Get off.
Next time.
But it was only... that was respect. So banter was you had banter with people because you respected them, not because you were being disrespectful. It's a different...
Because you were quite happy that you managed
modern
to...
But the modern day of thinking is, you're doing it, you're disrespectful, you can't say nothing to hurt people, you know, all this
crap.
So what
did Keown say to you?
Now it's abuse or some bollocks, isn't it? But I said that, next time, listen to this, next time, he's grabbed me by... As the ball's coming into me, so he's behind me, he's got me by the neck. I'm littler than him now, but back then I was a midget. So he's got me by the neck and just ripped me. My whole shirt is just ripped. Slung me. Get up, you little shit. So I just got up and got on with it. My shirt. I said, Gaff, I've got to change my shirt. He went, get on with it. So that's what it was like.
Oh, really?
So that's what it was like.
Was that Wenger then?
Vieira was the same one. I sat in his seat once. Look, story's going to come.
He seems scary.
Yeah. So we were away in Austria. So I sat down. Mm. Everyone had their designated seat. Well, I didn't know that.
Right.
So I went and sat in...
Is this the coach?
Patrick Vieira's seat.
On the coach?
No, this is at dinner or breakfast.
Oh, dinner. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So they had their little seats, you know, French table. So like Perez, and I thought, I'm going to sit with them. Like, you know. So I went and sat down and I got a tap on the shoulder. And they're all like, they all knew.
Oh, so they didn't say
nothing. So they've stitched me up, didn't they? So I've sat there, tap on the shoulder, Vieira. So I've looked up, and you know, you're like, Captain, he went, move. And at that moment, I'm just going red, you know, like, I went, move, why? It's a seat. Like, what do you mean? I'm not moving. It went, that's my seat. And at that point, I went, no. And I wish that, you know, that. Why? I said, yes. Why should I have said yes? And I thought, shall I stand my ground and be, you know, I'm here and I belong in this first team, or do I back down and just go, like, Sir God Vieira?
Yeah.
But,
so what did he do?
For the next 2 months, just abused me, lift every time I got the ball, lifted me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then they're all on you. So you still kick off in training and everything, yeah. I mean, but that was good. That created
what fights did you see in training?
Pascal Seguin versus Colo Touré.
Wow.
Absolute animals.
Was it?
You know, when you give it a token, get in the way. Like, oh, yeah. Stop it, lad. Stop it. Yeah. Oh, get on with it. Yeah.
But they just went for, who won?
Mate, I'd say... I still was Seguin one, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but it was... Yeah, they're proper going at each other, yeah. But that was it. That created that...
Unity.
You can accept that, can't you?
Yeah.
Because they accepted me. Every time he kicked me, I got up and got on with it.
Yeah, you didn't moan
about it. I didn't go, oh, Dad, like, he's hurting me. You know, I just got on with it and I kind of... And then in the end, we got a good relationship now. You know, so it was one of them.
It worked.
I like that. You know, I like that.
What was Stacky? What was Graham Stack like?
Graham Stack, he was a lunatic, wasn't he?
It's not right, is it?
No, he's brilliant. But they're the characters that I missed. So like, when I... See, I caught all that first then. So I was at... Where did I lead on from this? Started at Arsenal with all them lot.
Yeah.
And then Blackburn with Robbie Savage, Bellamy,
what was Bellamy
Michael
like?
Gray, Dominic Matteo, so David Thompson, you know, all these characters that you... I loved it. So you're going to work, it's like going in with all your mates. You know, your mates when you're away on holiday or something. You're like, this is unbelievable, I'm getting paid.
What's Craig Bellamy like in training, though? He's a hard worker, isn't he?
He was good with me, but he'd give people an hard time. But it was... because he loved to win, but he was just another character that you'd love to see what was going to happen that day. So
I bet he's
especially
in
the physio rooms. So the physio rooms are like a hub of just banter, like, you know, all this. Now it's abuse. What's this? All this
bullying in the workplace.
Crap. Like, I mean, come on. Like, it was just good fun. You
did
know?
You ever play pranks on other players?
People had like. What guy had shitting me?
They love shitting footballers.
Shitting in your wash bag. You know, you'd always have a footballer as a wash bag. You kind of need one, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want one because you're probably a bit gimpy, innit? But
you'd shit in your wash bag.
Yeah, it's do stuff like that or chop. I don't know, I come back and I had some diesel. Remember diesel jeans come out? And I thought, oh, I'll get them and they're a fortune, weren't they?
Yeah.
So I'll come in and they're all cut up and, you know. Some people go, oh, you've hurt my jeans, you know. And everybody like,
I've got a bruised jean.
Yeah, exactly. But, I miss all that. Yeah. I think every bloke, right, in anywhere, that's what you love. So the game's changed now because that don't really go on. And when I finished, it was a little bit like going to work.
Yeah.
It was like
the whole point of it is that you're not going to work, in it.
In a way, but you still respected playing football and you wanted it to be played because it was an art and because you loved it and you loved being with your team. Now it's played because you're an individual in the team.
I find some even like obviously like even at like when you go and play five a side at like goals, people take it so serious.
Yeah,
you're like, come on, mate, like if we can't have a laugh, how the fuck are they going to do it at Arsenal or Tottenham?
No,
like,
I know,
it's only like I play for sometimes like follow your man, follow that, pull back, come in, go fuck off, mate. I'm here for an hour. But I'm going to try and beat four people and score.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
But everyone's worried about the way it looks now. The way it's not the way it feels. It's the way it looks, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, all the social media and
so
all
they can't be like even like Dele Alli would put his finger up to one of his other players, one of his mates, just doing like middle finger. It was like, oh no, like.
But he should be allowed to express himself. But society, I don't know whether it's the English mentality, but we want them to get there. We want them to be Neymar and like party. Yeah. You know, he can do what he wants. Brazilians love
people apart, don't they?
And now he does it. You're enjoying your life. You deserve to be there because you worked hard. Now we want to just shoot you down because I don't like that.
Did you ever get caught out by like the media and stuff for doing anything particular, like out coming like late nights out?
Oh yeah, crowd surfing with my shirt off at the Kings of Leon at Wembley. Yeah. I got caught, didn't I? And,
What's wrong with that?
I got pulled in the day after. I thought I got away with it.
Was you playing the football the next day?
Well, I weren't training, but I was in. I weren't.
All right.
You know what I mean? I was having to go.
But you was off your face at Kings of Leon crowd surfing.
Yeah, crowd surfing. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I remember that. You know, right in the mosh. Yeah. And then I got lifted. I'm there, like, no shirt on. And then people started. That was camera phones.
Just
starting.
The start of it.
And I was
people
there when I. And then
you.
That was it. Next day in the sun,
As they're lifting you up, Miss Skye.
Yeah, a little
fuck
bit.
Fuck
yeah,
David.
Yeah. Well, and the other stories just go for as well that Jimmy said. When he was at England and scored, you sneaked in McDonald's.
Yeah, I used to have my mate that used to do a bit for me because I was banned from driving, and then he became a driver, and then started working for me. So he's one of my best mates. So like we used to get him, and we used to stay in the Grove. So all my mates are from like Hertfordshire and North London.
Yeah.
So he used to come over, you know, and yeah, we used to whatever you wanted. Like.
that prison.
Well, it is. That's the thing, isn't it? It is.
Oh, so we've got this from got a what message from Graham Stack.
Right, here we go. This is the voicemail.
Hello, mate. What's happening? It's Sonny Stack Attack. Just got your message about Ben's coming in. What a character. Just sitting down watching the old football update. The pack of digestives. Cup of tea, cock out, ready to fucking go to work. But I have got a funny story that I've just remembered, and I could be fucked typing it all out. But I once remember David Bentley playing in a resi game at London Colney with a couple of the other boys, like Stepanovs and Tavlaridis, the ones that couldn't fucking pass it straight. And I just remember Bent just fucking battering all of them when he was about 17, and they'd all played for their countries and played for Arsenal. And they got a free kick about 40 yards out, and they were going, get it done and play, pass, play. Bentley went, fuck off, mate. He went, I'll score. And I went, oh, here we go. It's the Bentley show again. And I just remember him sticking the ball down. He just fucking took about 3 steps backwards and fucking swazzed it straight in the bin. And just fucking walked off as if to say, don't ever tell me how to play football again, you bunch of
What a message! I think that's the best voice for a
moment.
It's
a great message.
He just hangs it up on. He's not. All right, see you. It's just.
Yeah, no, that's. Well, you had to survive, didn't you? That's what it was.
Yeah, because what was he like? A Stepanovs was awful, wasn't he?
Oh, it was terrible. He was just one of them that he just couldn't move. He weren't mobile, couldn't pass it on that. So when he's telling you what to do, you just look at him. Yeah, come on, mate. Sort it out.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember loads. You know, like that. That's where it was, wasn't it? Because you had to see. That's when I was coming through there. It was such a strong bunch.
Yeah.
That you had to
have a bit about you because you got Henry or Bergkamp.
Yeah, I remember. What was it? I broke my nose. Van Bronckhorst elbowing me. Just going out. Ball going out of play. Smacking. You know, just clear as day. Smack. That. You know, like have that. Deal with it.
You just get on
if
with
you
it.
Want to go, let's go. But and that's
that,
just
why do you think that Arsenal haven't got that anymore? And it's still the same manager. Do you reckon it was the players or
it was the players? Yeah,
and he sort of he didn't. Now did he not like that side of it?
Yeah, but when you look at the Arsenal team now, you see a boyish mentality. You see a modern way of life, way of thinking, didn't you? Like everyone, you know, it's that. You know,
what was he like to play for?
If you abuse me, that's bullying. And if we have a fight, I'm going to sue you. That's the mentality.
Rather than what happens on the pitch.
We have a bit of a falling out. Oh, let's just get on with it. It's a better mentality, I think.
Did you not enjoy playing for him, Wenger? Because he seems like I can't imagine you getting on with him.
No, he was back then. Yeah, no, he was good.
Oh, was he alive?
No, he was good. He loved it. But that I think that comes from your players.
Yeah.
You know, they had the style of play, but they also had that core, like, that's why they were so good, because they had that core strength, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was great to be a part of and around.
Loved it.
Yeah, did you?
And because obviously he was close with, like, Stacky. Did you go on holiday with Stacky and Noble?
No.
David? I think the answer's yes, isn't it? But you don't want to talk about it.
No, we'll look down on that.
Where did you go?
Hey?
Huh?
Hey? No, sorry.
Just have a quiet one.
We... French Riviera, wasn't it? I think it was a sipping champagne and.
Is that where you went? French Riviera?
No.
Where did you go? Can you not talk about it?
I can't. I don't know when that was.
This is like 24 hours in police custody.
I do feel like I'm in there, actually.
Well, I've only asked you to go on holiday. No, you didn't.
I'm trying to remember, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd been evasive on purpose for some reason. Parler, do you.
He was another one that you look up to, you know, and he was one of the English lads when I was coming up into that. You know, he was there, he'd sit on his table, tell you all his stories, you know.
Because he used to get so much banter about his divorce, didn't he?
Was that... that's what he was going through at the time. He was mental. He got dragged on for about 10 years.
Yeah, his divorce, he kept on mentioning it when he came on as well.
Yeah, no, that done him in, didn't it? But no, he was another great, what a player, what a personality.
Yeah.
You know, around the building, it made going in every day
fun.
Loving it.
Was you sad to leave Arsenal then?
I sort of had to. You know, I didn't see. I got to that point where I thought, do you know what, I've got to go out. So I went on loan to Norwich.
Yeah.
And then just try to play as many games as I could.
What did you get dropped for at Norwich?
Right. This story. So they're having a bit of a troubled time with it. And he just, you know, when the manager started to make us train in our kit. It was Worthington. But he was a left
training your kit?
What? Training your match kit.
Why would you do that?
I know, you know. And
is that a bit degrading as a player then?
Yeah, because you're like, it's as if you can't recognise each other on a Saturday. That's what he's getting at, like training your kit. So that was under Malky Mackay. Malky Mackay was club captain when I was there. So, but anyway, so he used to join in training. So he was left back and I was on the right. So he used to lift me and train, you know, like...
What, the manager?
Go through me, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so he used to be, like, trying to prove...
That he's still hard,
and
still
I was like, I was like, come on, we're having it. But then, so I got the ump about that. we used to do this keep ball every day. So I'm leading on. This is how this all escalated.
So basically, it's a bit of resentment sitting
here. No, but in this, you know, his circle, where you have two in the middle, Piggy in the middle... When he used to fire it in at me, like as hard as he could to get me, and then go, right, get in. He didn't.
Okay.
And so I just go, fuck you, and I used to give it him back. And he's the manager. It's weird. and then, one point, it was the day that all the press come to the game. I didn't know they were come to training on a Friday. You know, they come and film before training. You know, you running out, and then they all were there. And when he did that, I just booted every ball, picked the ball up, and went, fuck it, have that. You know, it was at the time that Peter Kay said,
have it.
They all heard it, and then it went in all the press, like, have it, like, bent, you know.
He was booting the balls away.
Yeah, and it was all to do with...
He got dropped.
I think I might have got dropped for that, yeah. But that was a good time, Norwich, as well. That was another good time.
What characters were there?
It was Phil Mulryan, right?
Phil Mulryan?
Listen to this.
Phil Mulryan.
Exactly. Right, listen to this. He's now... Right, he was a boy. He was like a proper boy. Loved it. He was Irish lad. Come from Man United. He was on decent money at Norwich.
On loan?
No. He'd signed there full time. Mm-hmm. And he was a boy. Loved it. You know, like one of the old school players. He's now in the Vatican as a jazz. And he's on course to be the Pope.
The Pope.
He's on course to be the Pope. Phil Mulryan is on course. Mate, if he's Pope, it'd be unbelievable. I'm telling you, it'd be unbelievable because he's what
if
he
you've got dirt
to,
on the Pope.
What he got?
Oh, you could tell a story on the Pope.
Yeah, I'll know all the secrets, won't I? Because I'd go in there. Look, I'm going to let that one go. Yeah. On my life, he's in the Vatican.
He's going to be the Pope. So yeah. Phil Mulryan.
Phil Mulryan, yeah.
Phil Mulryan. It sounds like something a Pope would ask a kid to do.
Yeah, you know, when they go
Phil
in
Mulryan,
there.
Phil Mulryan, will you?
Yeah, they go in there and then they train up, don't they? And then they go for each stage. And he's on course to be the Pope.
Go unbelievable.
On, unbelievable. There you go. Us footballers, look. There you go.
From
go
the,
anywhere.
From the Florin.
Florin.
Accountancy. And then from Norwich to Blackburn with Robbie Savage. She went from the Pope to Robbie Savage.
That was it, yeah. And that... Well, he probably classed himself as the Pope when he said.
Did you get on with him or did you crash?
I did, got on really well, yeah. He was a great character. He was another one. So I moved into Arsenal being like that, then Norwich being like that, then Blackburn being like that, and then as the career developed, you started moving into places that weren't that great. But Sev, he phoned me up. What, did you hear this story? So everyone sort of knows you're going to get called up for England.
Yeah.
So... you know when to expect the call. It's Friday morning, 8 till 9. The manager phones everyone during that period before it goes.
Mm.
So I'm there, I'm up, you know, 7:30, my coffee, get ready. He's going to call me. So 8:05, I get a call. And it was Robbie Savage, but I thought it was McLaren. So I've had a full conversation thinking it's McLaren going, and he's going, mate, I think you're brilliant. And he's got it on voice record.
Oh.
Yeah, and he sticks me Well, McLaren phoned me 30 minutes later, and I went, "You've just phoned me," and it was my first England call.
Oh God, so you think?
Yeah. So that's what you're dealing with. Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? He had it on.
Did you hang out with Savage at Blackburn? Is that the one? Yeah.
We all used to.
Did you go? Was there a drinking culture at Blackburn?
Yeah, well, a little bit, yeah. But we used to, pick our times when you did it. But we all used to, socialise together, socialise with the wives, socialise golfing, doing bits and bobs. We used to, you know, you go on your little preset, you know, through the season tours and that, you know, when you go away.
You must have,
we went to Orlando.
How was that?
This story, because you just said someone nicked a digger or something. That was the
stacking. Yeah, right.
Well, I used to have these, we stayed in one of these golf camps, and then, you know, golf, you have the central resort bit, and then you have these apartments that are all over, and then you get buses that pick you up. Right. But they're classed as main roads, but the geezer turned up, so everyone got on. I went, right, call him over there. Says he's gone over. I've nicked the bus. Middle of America.
How big? Like a full, like...
half a big one.
Half a big one.
A single decker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't have like a decent...
Half a big one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. So we've... so I've nicked it. And like as I'm driving it, you know, like...
Is there anyone on board?
Yeah, the whole team.
Is that Blackburn?
Yeah, Blackburn.
The whole Blackburn team.
Yeah, the whole Blackburn squad. They're loving it. They're like, go on. And I'm like, hey. But he's raced up there and called in the police and everything, yeah.
Did you get arrested?
No, Mark Hughes managed to get me out of it, yeah.
What was he like, Mark Hughes?
Yeah, he's brilliant, yeah.
You liked him?
He was strong and he could handle you. You had to stay in line, but he'd give you a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I remember one night he said, you're not allowed out tonight. Mark Hughes and his team, you know, his team that he had around him. And there was this place we all wanted to go to in Orlando. He says, you're not allowed out tonight. And we all went, yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. No, definitely, you're all not allowed out. Okay. Every single team member's gone out. So as we turned up to the place, the only reason he didn't want us to go out, because he was going to the place with all the management.
Oh.
So as we turned up, I remember him turning up and me being in the toilet, because I was a youngster. I'd let the older ones deal with it. You know, we did tell the doorman not to let him in. I remember being in the toilet having a piss, and he came in and looked at me. And I looked at him and went, sorry, gaffer. I had to go with all the older lads, you know.
And then you got called up for England when you was at Blackburn. Yeah. What was Bullard? Was Bullard a good player? What do you say about Bullard's ability?
Yeah, Bullard was quality.
Yeah.
He's another one. He was. You love him, didn't you? Like when he's playing, he was.
When he turns up.
He was just energetic. He was just unbelievable. When we were at England camps, he used to come just 2 o'clock in the morning, knock on my door. Like, I struggled to sleep as well.
Yeah.
But, like, he'd come in and knock on my door and just go, I say, you all right? He'd go, yeah, I just started being my own. I used to go, all right. He used to come, says, you know, like that time. And like, what do you want? And he used to come sit on the end of your bed, whatever, like, just chat. Have a wrestle.
Have a little wrestle.
Yeah.
Did he go back to his room or stay in your room?
Yeah, no. None of that hanky panky.
Oh, no, just a little wrestle.
Yeah, just a wrestle, yeah.
Don't want to be by myself.
I brilliant. Yeah, he used to come sit on the end of my bed. But he used to be a character.
Was he that loud with all the England players as well? Or was he a bit quiet?
Oh, yeah. No, he was, yeah, brilliant.
I just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah,
he's so funny.
We got told, you've got to be in your bedrooms at 10 o'clock, and we were having a table tennis tournament in Barcelona in one of the hotels, and they had a table tennis in the central, one of these hotels that all the rooms come in, and we snuck out and started having a table tennis. Yeah. And we were, like, trying to be quiet, but, like, then we forgot, it was about 11 o'clock, we forgot that we had the curfew, forgot that we were at England, and forgot that all the management were in bed. So we started having in the end, everyone comes out and we're all downstairs, you know, shouting and everything. It was just like that. It was me with him. Was just...
How did, like, the established pros in the, like, established players in the England squad react to it? Like, Beckham and was it Gerrard?
I think they liked it, but I'm not sure. But, yeah, I think it needed that.
Yeah.
But that's the downfall of England. That's when I was there. That's why I know. That's why England don't play well.
Yeah,
there's none of that's going on. Well, it is. By the time you get to the games,
you just want to get back to your
club.
Can't
be bothered. Yeah, you're like, that's what it is. When you watch them play, I always think the way you play is a reflection on the way you live your life.
Hmm.
So, because football is a form of expressing yourself. So if you go out there in the mentality of a robot, you play like one.
Yeah.
If you go out there with a mentality of like, I don't care.
Relax.
You're going to do stuff that's outside the box. That's why the foreigners do it, because they have this relaxed way mentality of doing it, where they're
cameo
just free.
Players like that.
Yeah, and everyone loves them. So one side of things, we love them.
If you was like if you're
from
player,
England, if you're from England and you're like live next door to me, I don't like you because I'm.
If you got signed from like Barcelona at Arsenal and coming over as a 16-year-old, like everyone was like, oh, it's amazing young. But when he's like, oh, he's a cocky little shit.
Yeah,
from
he's
North
a cocky
London.
Little arrogant.
Mm. Rather than like, oh, people, he's so naturally gifted.
Yeah, they're just like, he's having a laugh. I want to go. That's what you want to do, don't you? I don't want to take off anyone. Don't want to.
Did you? Have you always been confident? Have you always, or was that something you built?
I think there's something that you have to build on, yeah.
Because when you played...
I just think, even now, when I come in through here, yeah. I think, I get nervous, and I just think, just
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you've got...
Because if I go under, fuck that, I'm not being that guy. I go over, so I've spent my life doing that. I go just in.
I think I'm the same, because I was a very nervous kid and very anxious, yeah, but then you just, in order to deal with it, you just go, right, I'm going to be the most confident person I can be, or in the room, and then it sort of, just sort of fake it till you make it, and then all of a sudden, you become a confident person when you weren't to start with.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, when you got called up to England squad, you told Capello he was the best crosser here, and Beckham was in the squad. And I know you can whip a ball,
but I know.
Do you still think you're better than Beckham at crossing? Yeah.
I said, I put more pace on it. Look at
is that what he's doing?
Yeah, his percentage. Look, he just chips it in there. Look, watch this, wallop. But that was more just to create. It was a bit, you know, when if I see a quiet, I'm one of them that can't have a quiet moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're around the dinner table.
And it's a quiet, you feel like,
I've got to say something. You probably say something that, you're one of them, right? So
I'd rather make a noise and it'd be awkward than sing silence.
I hate that. So if there was a training session where it was a bit, it was going down where I was bored, or I thought the team, I'd do something, you know, I remember we losing the game, we lost the game at Tottenham, and I run out to training with Michael Dawson's Ugg boots on. He had Ugg boots. I don't know whether you wear Ugg boots, but I think they're a lady.
Well, you look like you used to play in them as well some days.
You know, a ladies thing.
I think they're a ladies shoe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, he had a pair of Ugg boots on, so I wore them just to diffuse. You'd do something.
Yeah.
I just.
Did you get in trouble for that?
Yeah, I think sometimes. Yeah. Because I think they thought.
No,
I took football. I took football really serious, but didn't want to act serious, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
So I took it really serious, and I think that's the way it needs to be. Yeah. And you've got to trust someone if they can go out. But sometimes later on in their career, they don't want to see that now, because there's a lot of pressure, isn't there, for a manager? So we'd look and go, he's pissing about, and that weren't the case. It was like, yeah.
Did was there any night outs with the England squad? Or was it all in bed by 10?
No, in bed by 10.
Capello was a very serious.
Capello's banned ketchup.
He banned ketchup.
Wow. Like, he started off, you know, when you go in and you have this disciplined attitude.
And flip flops as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's like banning everything.
Why
ban
flip flops?
Yeah, flip flops.
What damage is that doing?
I don't know. Yeah, what was flip flops about?
I don't know.
Oh.
And ketchup.
He did ban him. I don't know, you were there. Did he ban him? But he definitely banned ketchup.
Yeah, he banned ketchup, and he did. You could only.
But what, also, he's with you for like 2 weeks a year. You could eat fucking 3 tonne of it all year, and in that 2 weeks, it's going to be all right.
But when you're at home, you were your missus.
Yeah.
That's it. Maybe there's some blokes who like having sex all night before a game, or there's someone
who just
want
to wrestle Jimmy
Bullard.
Yeah,
it's all different. Mm. Yeah, just want to have a wrestle. But then, what was I leading on to? Yeah, so you couldn't sit down until the captain sat down to eat his dinner. It's just awkward. Mm. Just like, what's that about? John Terry was captain. He found it awkward.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Or Gerrard was captain, whoever it was.
Well, also, because if Wayne Bridges sat down, he's upstairs for half hour.
Yeah, there you go.
And then he's going to come down for a bit of dinner.
So so that was weird. So you'd have all these weird ways. I remember sitting with a spiritual, that was McLaren, and I sat there. This is a story.
Oh, I like stuff like that, no.
Yeah, McLaren used to have this little sidekick that it was a way of earning money, wasn't it? Yeah, the umbrella. I was there. I remember I was on the bench that night, and I said, what's he doing? Look at him. But he used to not want to mess up his patch, did he?
Because he was bald.
Yeah, because
is that what it was?
Yeah, that was it, wasn't it? He had the hair, and he didn't want to mess, that's why the brolly went up. But he used to have a sidekick called Bill Beswick or something. And he was a spiritual, you know, one of these blokes who'd give you a pie chart on how to live your life, you know, like live positivity, you know, this sort of rage now, it's like everywhere, isn't it? People love it, but he used to do that, and he used to be sat, and he used to be going, you need to do this, and Michael Owen's there, like, it's all right for me, you know, like 20-year-old, I'll get that, you know, I get trying to educate me, but I had Michael Owen, he's got like 400 goals around Madrid, Steven Gerrard, and I'm looking around going, mate, you're losing. That's the way you lose the dressing room.
Trust them.
That's what you do. I can't play in it. I'm not coming here again. So that's it. So then you start talking. And then
McLaren called you the new Beckham.
Yeah.
Why did that? Was that a lot of pressure, or did you just?
No, because I didn't have that. I had no intentions. When I was at Arsenal, I used to play off the striker. I was the new Bergkamp at Arsenal.
Yeah.
So, and playing on the wing, I didn't understand why anyone would play there. I hated it. But when I Wenger started to put me out there because I was a bit smaller, so he like put.
And he does that with a lot of people.
Yeah, he puts you on the wing because he don't want to trust. I don't know if he wants to trust people. I don't. He put me on the wing, and I was like, right. And I went to Norwich, and they signed me to play on the wing. So I remember my first game against Crystal Palace, and I was like, wow. And the game just passed me by because it was so quick. Mm. And I remember looking and going, right, who plays on the wing? All right, what do I have to do? And that's what it was.
A bit late, yeah.
And at that point, Beckham was a right winger, and I said, I'm going to have to do it, because I never played like that
so
in my life.
And do it,
I'd never played wing on the wing in my life until I played Premier League football.
Where was your ideal position then?
Off the striker.
Yeah.
But that weren't, back then, that's not how you went. You went with two up front. He didn't really have that off the striker. Nowhere would allow that. So I went on the wing. And I'll tell you, the first time I played in a competitive game was Crystal Palace on the wing. Or I played in a few for Arsenal
in
the Cup.
Did you score in your debut for Arsenal?
Yeah, off the striker.
Yeah, yeah. On the League Cup or something.
Yeah, yeah, chipped it. I was doing the Burkett. So I used to just watch everything he did and try to copy it. You know, one touch, when it came into me. But then I was moved on the wing where you have to get up and down, track your runner.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
you had to track your runner.
I was like, mate. So I get the fullback going, look, pick out your runner, won't you look after him? That's your job. But yeah, that's yeah.
Mm. And you, then
so
you
being Beckham was like,
I didn't really want to be there.
But I just looked and thought, well, what's he do? Cross it. And then what's he do? Diag. So I'll just do that. And then run up and down. That's what I thought. Because you want to make a career, don't you? You want to, and that's what happened. I just got pigeonholed as a right winger, and then you get compared to your, and it was Beckham. Mm. And that's So being like him, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle being him. I don't know how he does it.
Mm. You know, very regimented.
So much focus on your life. I don't. You know, I do have no social media whatsoever. I have nothing because I just think, why would I tell anyone where I am? You know. Why show some? Like, I think that, but it's the way the world is. But I just think
You maybe think a bit differently. Where in football you need to be told what to do, and then you just do it. Where I think you was a little bit more the way you operate now in loads of different businesses and self motivated and all that kind of stuff.
I think
you probably found it a bit boring if you go run up there, do that, because it is quite. But when you get down to the bait, like the high level of football, it's like. Do that.
And growing up at Arsenal, I was just doing what I was just in the old, just playing. And I loved it.
Throwing it about, cars off on roof.
Were you as well? Are you a Man United fan? Or were you a Man United fan?
I grew up, my dad was in the RF, all his brothers went RF. I lived in Belgium for a bit. All my family from Rochdale, in Manchester. Every one of them.
Oh, really?
There, yeah. So, what. What happened was he moved in the RF to Belgium, and so I'm assistant, lived there for a few years. And then we come back, and my granddad had a flooring company. You look at it, he's in it.
I've moved in again.
But then,
who don't need floors?
No, you always need a floor.
Astronauts, that's the only one.
Is it. Due diligence.
You won't need a floor.
Everyone needs a floor. So, do you need a floor? Yeah. A new house or renovate your house.
Wherever you are, you need a floor.
You need a floor.
Yeah.
You see, need top quality floor, don't you? You need solid floor.
And also, you need a floor, you need somebody to get drunk, you need someone to do your numbers.
Shotgun, full package.
He's got a full circle business. What's the flooring like at your bars?
Yeah, quality, really nice.
So is that why?
Antico.
Antico. I've got with Antico.
Oh, you're laughing, don't you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Antico everywhere, mate.
He's got a few quid now, haven't he?
Well, I don't even know.
I see him.
I don't know what Antico, Antico is.
Yeah, I'm really flash. I've got floor. I've got wooden floors. I'm really flash.
Money's in your game now, though.
It's not bad.
Is it?
You're in that, and there you go.
I don't know, mate.
But we're all in the same
game. I watched the Michael McIntyre documentary a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was showing his way.
You start from nothing, but he absolutely dominates it. He does like arenas everywhere in the world, like South Africa, Malta. He's going over to America. He's trying to break up. I think he's going to go over to America.
How'd you get big in
YouTube?
How'd you get big in Malta?
YouTube, and also he's, I think, Michael McIntyre Roadshow got sold around
that's
the world.
What he said his television thing broke, didn't do that well. You know, his talk show,
yeah.
And then he went to do that Saturday night show, which was bigger than X Factor.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's sort of he catapulted. Smashed it with that. And then that will be sold to like Scandinavia, and all the stand up. Shows go to Scandinavia and then they buy tickets and then you go there once and smash it in like a theatre and then it builds. But he's so good, he works so
hard. I had a similar thing.
Massive Tottenham fan, I think he did. He went down there because he had a story about meeting Aaron Lennon.
I remember
meeting Aaron Lennon's a Abs got an absolute chopper, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, shit.
Absolutely.
You've got a duck, ain't you, when he walks past?
Yeah, that Aaron Lennon's an absolute...
Yeah.
He's packing.
Yeah, it's bizarre,
what,
isn't it, really?
So what,
it
would be. What, you know, Mike, looks little, how was Michael McIntyre seeing Aaron Lennon's dick?
Because I think he went to meet the squad in the changing room, and Aaron Lennon's like, turned round, and then it followed him back 3 minutes later.
Yeah, shit, he went, woo!
Swaying around, like a shit turning in a pool, swinging the anchor around,
like
taking out the crew.
It's like a skipping rope, and you got to like, jump over it at the time.
Yeah, we used to use it as that,
And at Tottenham, you've got, well, the one that you...
Anyway, hang on a second,
Rob. Comedians, right? I knew the guy that was looking after... I love Billy Connolly. My granddad got me into Billy Connolly, loved him. I watched something he did last night, actually. But anyway, so we went in Manchester when I was up there to watch him. And as I walked in, I got to go meet him in his back room. It was brilliant. Like, I was like... But my granddad died, but he... You know, it was like, I'd love to have taken him that moment.
So
I went
in. Before you met him.
Yeah, and he grew up with always, I used to go, I'll come here, son, like, watch this. And he used to watch it with him. And went in. And as I went in, Peter Kay was there.
Really?
But he was
hanging out?
No, but he was having his breakdown period, you know, and he didn't think to come back in.
He didn't do anything, did he?
Yeah, he was saying to me, he was going to me, I don't know whether I'm going to come. I've just met him.
And he was saying.
And Peter Kay, my family were obsessed with I was. He used to watch everything.
And he was the blood.
And I remember going in there and he's going, I just don't think I'm going to make a comeback. And I was like,
really?
Yeah, I was going to Peter Kay, look at him. You know, and you're in the moment. Yeah. And you're like, I'm in this room. Billy Connolly, my granddad's hero, Peter Kay, all my
family. And he's
family,
having a breakdown. He's going, I'm cheer up. I'm trying to meet Billy. You're brutal in the moment.
Peter, come on, son. And that's what it got to. I was going,
you're okay, mate.
We love you. Yeah. It was a weird moment, that was.
So, are you behind him doing another gig then?
Eh?
Peter Kay's next tour, was that you giving him a motivation?
Did you give him a pistol?
Yeah, I was there for him. He took
he invested
me on board,
in him.
Yeah,
got him that's what I was And then, what was Billy like to meet Billy Connolly?
He's brilliant, yeah.
Oh, was it?
Funny. Just a funny guy, like
all
off,
the, time,
off
yeah.
the stage as well. Yeah, he's brilliant, yeah.
Back to
good,
football.
Anyway, my question was, so you're a Man United fan.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
I was going to say, what was it like? Because scoring a hat-trick against, like... them on your debut.
This is where I was. So my dad,
because of Manchester fans.
No, they're all Rochdale fans. The season ticket holders.
I've done a gig at the Middleton Arena in Rochdale.
Did you?
Never been there.
Yeah.
Do you like Rochdale?
Yes, you are.
Got a lovely Tesco.
Yeah, well. Better not say nothing.
Lovely floors as well.
Yeah, floors. But he, what was I saying? Oh yeah. So we moved around. So I never had that. Like dad or family drumming a team into me. So I was more into players. So Cantona. And Gazza.
Oh, really?
So they were like my idols growing up. So I had all the videos, all the shirts, Man United shirt. I trained at Arsenal. And I remember I went there when I was 11 and I refused to not train in my Cantona shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Already
Liam Brady. Liam Brady was with my dad. And I was, it's what mental state you're in. I was going, no, I can only train in my Cantona shirt and my collar up.
I love you. You're 38, don't fit. Yeah. Down the farther side. It's the only way I'll play.
But that's, under the clock end in the indoor arena there. Yeah,
amazing.
And they used to go down there because they wanted to get me in there, but I was refusing to go to a football club. And I'd only train in my Cantona shirt. But I was a player, I was a fan of Gazza. So the first game I ever see was Tottenham.
Mm-hmm.
All my mates were Tottenham. And the first, and Gazza became my idol after 90.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know.
Well, it's the thing is, like, my dad, none of my family really liked football. My dad and like uncles and stuff.
Yeah.
So we just like Ian Wright.
Oh,
so we started supporting Arsenal because it was a London team.
You get
it's not my local club, but you feel like, you know.
I think that's happened sometimes. So
there's no one to take, because also, net like that. And I'm an Arsenal fan, but I can't get into it and get upset the same way as people do that went as a kid.
Yeah,
and I feel like a bit of a fraud. It's like, I follow Arsenal, but I can't call myself like, I'm such a nut. Because I go to the game, they lose, and I'm like, oh, that's a shame. But there's geezers like, oh, why don't I? And like, they regress to being seven.
Exactly.
Like, because it's like, that's what they grew up with. Yeah. But like, you feel like, well, but if you're not taken as a kid, I never went to football till I was an adult.
Yeah.
So we couldn't afford to go, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So because I had four brothers, it cost about 200 quid for your dad to take football. So like, you support, it's like you're following a different way, isn't it?
I'll get that. That's where I was because so I didn't have a team, so I didn't manage that. And
did
people get offended, people think I'm lying to them who I supported. I get this, like, oh, you're not really. Because I says, Tottenham first game I ever see, bit of a. Yeah, Tottenham, I suppose I'm a Tottenham fan. And then, like, no, you're a Man United, so I'm not really. Yeah. So some Tottenham fans get the ump. Then all the Arsenal fans think I'm an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, so they love you for it.
Yeah, so like I'm just, but I just play off which sort of environment I'm in. Like,
yeah, go fuck them, Neverland's yeah. Arsenal anyway. That sort of scum, they wanted to go. Finger fuck me.
Yeah,
didn't have a chance, did I? And at Tottenham, my favourite moment of you at Tottenham was throwing a bucket of water over our Redknapp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was sort of the end of your career doing that, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Really?
He was going around saying, I'm never going to play with him again.
Sorry to bring that up.
He looked like he was enjoying it.
It was because I was so happy. We just qualified for the Champions League, beat Man City, and we were like, it was all week. You know, I've got all my mates around me house because I was living in the area where I was sort of from. Everyone's ranting like City, come on, we've got to do them, getting the Champions League. So I'm getting right into it, and then at that moment after we'd done them, and it was that before that game, he dropped me for that game, and. Because I played 10 before that. So I was like right in it.
Yeah.
And then I didn't play that game, but come on. So then you were just in the team environment. So being in there, it was like rocking.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Bissong in there. It weren't my idea, but it's like anything, innit? I sort of took and owned the idea. I'll do that. Now let's go and get the water and do him. And I went, because it was... more because we loved him, not because we wanted to make him look like a mug. Mm. It was because,
he's part of all together.
Because we had a good team, because we had Crouchy, Woodgate, we had all them lot there. It was a good Keno, everyone was there. And it was put it over. But I only had my pants on. I didn't realise I only had my pants on, did I? And I was just like dancing around. But it weren't.
Yeah, everyone else leaves and you just hang about.
It's the way it felt. And the way it feels, not the way it looks.
Yeah.
Mm. So, I go on camera and go, it's a good game. You know, it weren't like that. It was we loved it. This is Tottenham qualifying the Champions League.
Did he say anything to you after? Or
after that, it looked like I was just messing around and, wanted to... Because he dropped me, it was a moment to do him. That's what he thought.
Did he have a chat with you after, or did he just
he wouldn't do that.
He's quite quiet, isn't he?
Yeah, just like bin you off. But, and that was it. After that... Honestly, after that was it.
Really?
Tada.
Brutal. But,
and that weren't the way it was completely.
Did you ever say something? Did you feel like you had to sort of go in and see him or something and say sorry about throwing water over you?
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I think that's, I've faced him up. I've done before. Said, what's all that about? I've been hearing things, and that's, it's like the mafia, isn't it? Look, I'll tell you something. But it was, it went a bit funny that period. So after that, it went a bit funny for me. It went a bit
bit odd.
Yeah, a bit odd. And I was like, hold up, people are thinking different. And
you were on good form then as well.
Yeah, it was like I was sort of, we had a
different. You sort of just underlined you as a joker rather than a player,
Yeah, and then it got to a bit of a joke, and I was like, I want a joke, that's because we just qualified and we're all up for it.
You weren't doing it on the pitch?
No, and then we qualified and did all the sort of night out and all the celebrating. It was brilliant. It was quality. You know? We went to Little Italy and had a great party, went out after. It was brilliant.
Who were the big characters at Tottenham then? It was Crouchy and Keane.
Crouchy.
Was you there when Davids was there?
No.
Because Keane and Davids had a fight, didn't he?
Davids is
Robbie Keane and Davids.
Yeah, Davids, he used to pop up at the training ground now and again.
Really?
I don't know why. It's just used to, when old players used to pop up.
At Brent in the office.
I'll go for
a drink, you Edgar.
That's what it was like.
Take the glasses off.
What was he doing here? I don't know. Yeah. But them boys were.
What was Woodgate like?
Woodgate's one of my best pals in football.
Is he simple?
Brilliant. No, what a guy.
He wasn't he get banned for a bit. Was his nickname Village or something?
It went with me. Village. Come on, I'm going to ring him in a minute. Go, all right, Village.
You get
a chat show in the future.
Yeah, he's got...
Is he simple?
I used to call him... he used to call me Horse. Because of me tape.
I've had that a few times.
I used to call... He used to run like a... You know what they're called? Llamas. I used to call him a llama. Have you ever seen a llama?
Yeah.
Woodgate used to run. So he'd run with his body and his legs. So he used to be the llama, but
didn't he get his mate to punch him in the head or something? Is that Woodgate? Is he a bit lively?
Yeah, he was, but he was quality.
Did you text him after his Real Madrid debut, or did you not know him then?
No, I didn't know him then. But I'm still in contact with him now. I went to his wedding. He got married to, he's married to Stuart Downing's sister.
Really?
Yeah, and they got married in a beefer. And he told me to turn up. Right, listen to this. He said, turn up to my wedding. And I went, would he, mate? What do I have to wear? Because it's beef for wedding. I thought, just shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I went, what can I wear? He went, mate, you can wear anything you want. So I did. So I just went in, like, trainers. And, like, so I turned up and everyone was dressed like dressed like an English wedding. Like a complete prep. So I had to be there and just, like... Just T-shirts and,
and shorts.
Yeah, no, everyone's there, yeah.
What was Crouchy? Did you get on with Crouchy?
Yeah, Crouchy was brilliant.
He's a laugh.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's probably round here now.
He loves it.
Yeah, he loves it, yeah. He likes it round here.
Is there anything else, Ian, you want to add? I think with any other stories?
It kind of went quick.
Yeah, that was an hour.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, no, but next, if you think of any more, right, Dan, just come back on again next series.
Yeah, right,
when Jimmy's here. Yeah, whenever you want. Yeah. Doors open. And what else you want to plug? Impact Sports, if you're a professional footballer. Looking for...
LaSala Chigwell.
LaSala Chigwell, you are there.
Yeah, LaSala in...
what else? What other ones?
In Marbella. LaSala Gibraltar. LaSala Beach. Mahiki Beach. Equimist Nightclub.
Yeah.
If you're in Marbella, yeah, come over.
And go there. You must be absolutely KK Bakos.
Bentley and Al.
He's just wading through Reddies on the way out. So,
yeah, I was just leaving him behind. They're like, oh.
Bentley, you've been brilliant. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to the series. Hopefully, we'll be back with another one. Cheers. See you later.
Go on,
Jimmy. There's Bentley, there's Beckett and Smithy.
They must be paying you a few quid and you're still there.
Oh. This will get recorded.
Beckett, you've missed me, ain't ya?
Oh, Bullard, you part-timer. You've gone showbiz on us.
Listen, I weren't having it today. I've missed the last two and I thought, I feel like I'm not wanted anymore.
No, you're wanted, mate. You just don't fucking turn up.
Yeah, what's going on in set showbiz life,
no, no,
isn't
no,
it?
No, no, no. I'll tell you what,
he does 2 hours on a Saturday morning.
He was getting his hair done.
2 hours on a Saturday morning, you do.
Listen, you've had your chat, just let me talk. The reason why I didn't turn up today is because you used two swines and Smithy. You've changed it to over in East London. Whenever we've changed the gig, what's the script?
What?
I'll tell you why we've changed the gig. Because you've gone all big time because you've been on Johnny Ross for the second
time. Third time. Third time.
10 minutes back the road.
No, the reason it don't work because you go fishing on a Wednesday, that sad old bastard.
Fucking noise, Beckett. Anyway, Smithy, how are you, son?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Are you still keeping it together, son?
Yeah, mate, I haven't been having a breakdown, huh?
I've been having a breakdown, But anyway, Ben, what have you been telling them, son?
I've been telling them all sorts, mate, about our wrestling in the bed. You coming in my room for a wrestle, son?
I was the boy, though, weren't I?
Oh, mate, unbelievable. I loved every minute of you.
Did you tell anyone when you bought the McDonald's in?
Yeah. Unbelievable, wasn't it? Hey, remember that shitty food with no tomato ketchup? I'm not having this. I'm not having this. Let's get the McDonald's in.
He got security at each end of the room. He put his head out, so he went, here, no worries, boy. The guy down the geezer come through, bought him about 4 Big Macs. Remember that?
We paid for security, didn't we?
He paid them off.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, have you got any more Bentley stories, Jim?
I think I've told them all on the show.
How are you? How's Soccer AM?
Yeah, really good. Really good. I've been with them all day. That is the main reason why I could make it, as well as like not happy with the location. But I'm busy. And they pay a lot more than Dave, so... got my arse out. I'm still part of the firm, though, right?
Yeah, but just drop out fishing on a Wednesday, Jim.
I can't do that. No, but this right, let me tell you something, just a quick one.
Yep.
And for the listeners as well, the reason why I do fishing is so I stay like sane and keep my head right. If I don't go fishing on a Wednesday, I'd be a cannon.
Fair enough. So, Jim,
you need to have your days off and do what you want, otherwise you end up in the mental institute, probably.
Fair enough. No, Jim, it's only because we've both been busy, but... In the new year, we'll get Bentley back on when you're here. He'll have a little list of new stories.
Yes.
And then we'll do it properly. But it's just a busy schedule.
That's Rob, because I'm eyeing up another comment. It was a bit funnier.
Well, hopefully it's one that can only do Thursdays afternoons in Hammersmith.
I've got to say, I'm struggling at a minute, so you're still in.
Cheers, Jim. Thanks, Jim.
Johnny Ross is interested for the second time.
Third time I've done Johnny Ross, actually.
Johnny Ross, twice. What's that all about?
Three times, Jim.
What, the hat-trick?
I've done the hat-trick on Jono.
I can't wait till I'm on there. Go on then. Was he that good? Are we going to have him back on again?
Definitely. Oh, Jim, anything you want to say to the listeners?
Keep coming up and... Look, whoever comes up to me in a bar and says I listen to this band, always buy him a drink. I think it's silly, you know what I mean?
So you're saying whoever comes up to you and asks for a drink, you'll buy him one?
No, not just come up to me. Yeah, no,
you will, of course. Well, I tell you what, give him a code word then, Jim.
I even quiz it our listeners now, and I say, right, OK, tell me, like, a bench story, and they won't have... One,
yeah, okay, so they've got to tell, if they want a free drink off you at a bar,
code.
They've got code, so they need to come up with their three favourite stories from the podcast.
Yeah, but you know straight away if you listen to a sponge listener, surely you've had it. But on a train, they go, oh, Jim, what about, and they get, that's a proper listener, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've come up, you bang, they've nailed you with a few stories before I've even asked them.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah. So if you're a proper fan, yeah, you'll buy a single.
Yeah, Jimmy would be running. He won't go out ever again, will he?
What else are you up to, Jim, apart from soccer? Anything else coming up?
I've got a new one. We've got Bridgie now, Wayne Bridge. Yeah. And we've got Bridgie coming on, telling some of his story. If you don't know it yet, I've just told
you. All right. Coming
on. We're going to drag Bridgie down. And we're going to bring him on the spuds. For all his listeners, new one coming. Bridgie, cheers, Bridgie.
Are you at the pub with Wayne Bridge?
No, I wouldn't. What are you on about?
Can Wayne Bridge say hello?
Yes. Yeah, stick
Wayne Bridge on.
Guests.
Hello.
Hello, Wayne, all right?
Turn on gate, he's 7 points deep.
What time did you finish filming, Bridge?
What time did you start drinking?
What time did you start? About 2?
That's
it! Come on, boys!
It's 3 o'clock.
It was 3 o'clock.
It's steaming now, isn't it?
Dinner for the missus, I'm still stuck here with him.
Is he behaving?
He reckons he's just seen Murphy from Brighton turn up. Is that his name? Who plays centre?
Glenn Murray. Do you want to come on the podcast, Wayne?
Yeah, I'll get him at some stage, yeah.
Wicked.
No, but on a serious note, I know I've phoned up for a bit of banter, but I have missed you, all right?
Miss you too, Jim.
Yeah,
miss you.
We all miss you.
I'm definitely on the next one.
Yeah, cool.
All right, mate.
See you later,
Jimmy, boy.
See you later, mate.
See you, Jimmy.
Bent, any chance of a drink soon or what?
Oh, cool. I'm scared of you, aren't I? I don't know. I won't go home for a few days, you know.
He only goes out in Hammersmith.
Oh, mate, me and him together, mate. That'd be it.
He's worse than me.
Oh, mate. It's like life over, isn't it? Self-destruct button, mate.
Love you.
See you later, Jim.
See you later.
Bye. The Magic Sponge is a .. production for Dave, hosted by Rob Beckett, Jimmy Billard and Ian Smith.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
lightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.